Stevie, obviously very disappointed today. What went wrong? Take us through it.
We've obviously lost the game, and you know, I've just said to the group of boys in there that we've lost games this season where I felt we possibly shouldn't have. We didn't do enough to win the game of football today.
What were you just not creating enough chances, or you kept them out at the back pretty much most of the game?
I've got to be careful because I might end up talking through emotion here, so I think you'll sense that I'm not happy, and it's not like me coming out and speaking to the press. But there's wee things that happened within the game today, and I'll never hang anybody out to dry, and I'm not talking about one individual or that. Collectively, it wasn't enough that's got us in the position where we were at. And I've told the players, I've told them that, and I'll look at myself in the mirror because, you know, manager of this football club, as I say, I'm not saying we deserve to lose the game. I didn't think there was much in it, but we didn't do enough to win it.
A few games left to the end of the season now, but you're still sitting in a good position if you can turn things around and get the form back on track.
Yeah, as I said, I didn't think there was much. Over the 90 minutes, there wasn't much in the game. We tweaked it a little bit at half-time to have Stephen Whittaker sitting on Sutherland, brought Fraser Murray back a little bit. It left Craig a little bit isolated up front on his own, albeit we had two wider players on the pitch. Introduced Lewis Mayo, and then just felt that we had to give ourselves a better option up front with putting Declan on. So I thought we were positive in terms of the way we tried to make the substitutions. You know, I'm not going to play East End Park settling for a draw. But as I say, there was things throughout the game, that stuff we'd worked on in training, that, you know, it never came out today. And I'm not saying it was, you know, through the want to not try. I'm not having a go at that. But, you know, sometimes you can take your eye off the ball a little bit. And I was delighted with the way we responded to the situation we found ourselves with, the COVID situation, to grind out a result last week against Morton, creating chances. But credit to Inverness, their tails were up. I'd watched them against Wraith in the midweek, and they were aggressive with Wraith Rovers, especially in the early parts of the game. But, you know, as I say, what's got us, that got us into second place in the league, that I didn't see enough of that today, that, you know, it's happened, and, you know, we've got the Morton game now to look forward to on Tuesday night. It's too early. Paul's played for a number of weeks again, and it's that stuff, you know, the result against Morton, without going overboard, there was boys playing me niggles here and there as well. And then unfortunately, you know, we lost him today to, you know, he's feeling his sort of grip, groin, hip area. But Paul's an experienced pro, he's held up his hand and been honest with that he couldn't continue, and we'll just have to monitor and see where he's at for the games coming up.